You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
So we're sitting around working on the show this morning and just sort of skimming in and out of television channels. Came across a guy named Callum Von Moger. Are you familiar with Callum Von Moger's work?
I have to say I'm not. I'm embarrassed.
Apparently, he is an Austrian actor who is going to be playing a young Arnold Schwarzenegger in a new movie called Bigger. It's about the founders of the Mr. Olympia bodybuilding contest, and I think Arnold won like 8 or 9 times. And Arnold is one of those people who is often imitated, so we're kind of used to hearing people do Arnold.
Yeah, usually very badly.
Yes. And that's why this is important, because you have to be able to do Arnold. You don't want to be Arnold in a movie and sound like me, for instance, right? Or look like me, really. Let's hear what he sounds like.
No, put the cookie down.
That's good.
That's not bad. Let's compare it to the real thing.
Put that cookie down now.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Got to work on the tumor line a little
bit. Yeah, and he's a little more commanding of that line. You need to be forceful with it.
How about the direction on the set? Be more forceful with the tumor.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser was on Conan, and this reminded me of you. This is why I threw this in there. Paul isn't a fan of technology, specifically new telephones.
Why don't they get it how they like it before they send it? You know what I mean? Did they not think of it beforehand?
Yes.
The last phone I bought, I took it home, unwrapped it, and the first thing it said, there's an update. I just bought it.
Yeah.
They said, when you left the store, we thought of something we forgot. It's like that's
that's true. I do an update, and 3 hours later, there's another update to fix the other update.
No one complains.
I hate it.
No one complains about smartphone updates. Like, I wish, you know, Debbie plays this real sweet person on the radio. She cusses like a sailor at her iPhone. Cusses like a sailor at it.
Well, I feel exactly the same way. Get it right before you send it out.
And finally, an elderly couple celebrates 80 years together. Oof. Arthur is 105. Marcia is 100. Celebrating their 80th anniversary, I think with a granddaughter, and maybe a granddaughter's husband is there. Arthur is professing his love to Marcia, who I get the idea from the clip, it may be not altogether there. Her faculty's not altogether there. But still, I think it's very sweet, and the end, I think, is very telling.
I love you. I love you for 80 years. I mean, that's a long time. You were only 20 when we fell in love and got married.
Hello, hello.
When you were still going to school.
Hello, hello.
I'll miss you. I miss her all the time.
Grandpa, we're so lucky she's still here.
Hello.
We miss her, but we still get to see her. It's something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay. Okay, enough of this.
I would say that's my future, but that's the way I'm treated now.
Yes.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Matt Damon has a new movie. I think it's opening up tomorrow, called Suburbicon, that George Clooney directed. And they were describing the physique that Matt Damon is rocking in this movie.
I got a dad bod.
Yeah. Yeah, you got dad bod.
I was over 200 pounds, which is big for me. Like, that's big. It was funny because he had just, like, not long before done like a Bourne movie, and I'd seen like pictures of him. He was cut and like built and ripped. I was like, geez, I hope he doesn't show up like that. And he walked in like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and I was like, there we go.
This is me being a professional.
I had really not heard the term dad bod, and this past weekend I'm hanging out with my cousin's husband, and here's what he told me. He said, you know what, you're single and no woman wants you, but if you have a ring and a bald head and a dad bod, I can walk into Walmart carrying my daughter, and if it's before 10 p.m I'm having to beat the women off with a stick.
No way.
I started laughing, and he's like, dude, I'm telling you.
The women are going after dad bod.
He says that the dad bod, especially when accompanied by carrying a child, that it is the move. He says it's better than being single and having a dog. which is also a great move. He says, dad bod with kid, Walmart before 10 p.m., money in the bank. I started laughing
Walmart's
in his face.
The new happy hour.
That's what I said. I said, you're, stop it. He goes, no. I said, if I don't do another thing this week, I'm going to go on the air and I'm going to make you out to be an idiot because there's no way this happens. Ladies, very simply, is your dad bod man a bigger babe magnet now? And I want you to be honest, because he says that his wife, my cousin, doesn't like him going to the Walmart by himself with the children.
I think he's just looking for an excuse that he can stay home and make her go to Walmart with the kid.
Ladies, is your dad bod man a bigger babe magnet now? 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762.
My son has a dad bod because his wife was pregnant. They went to Walmart, and he went to get two drinks for him. And when he was coming back out of Walmart, three girls were following him, and he didn't even know it. And his wife saw him. His wife was ready to go stomp, but they turned around when they saw her.
So the combination of dad bod and Walmart is a real thing.
Yeah. He didn't even know they was following him.
And as soon as they saw the pregnant wife, they were like, oh, we're out of here.
She was ready to stomp. I love that term. Look, my cousin's husband claims that with his dad bod now, especially when he walks into Walmart with his infant daughter, with his dad bod, he's getting more looks from chicks that never gave him the time of day.
I think it's like a guy with a puppy. They're looking at the child and thinking, oh, how cute. They're not looking at his dad bod.
Is your dad bod man a bigger babe magnet now?
All right. So I generally consider a dad bod to be in the BMI index of overweight, not obese.
Okay.
Okay.
So whenever I look at a dad bod, I figure one of three things. Either, all right, he's got enough money that he eats well.
Uh-huh.
Two, he's not obsessed with going to the gym all the time and spending every waking hour there.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
And three, since he's not obese, he feeds his kids.
So, qualities of a good person.
Yes. So, why not find him attractive?
Yeah.
So, I guess what she's saying is someone who's not self-centered typically has a dad bod.
What I'm saying is, why don't you find me attractive?
That's a topic for another show.
I was answering your dad bod.
Yeah. Your dad bod man, is he a bigger babe magnet now?
Absolutely.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Why?
No. Anytime he has ever gone in public, okay, we live in Gaston County. It's tiny. You know, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
You best believe some woman is coming up to him. Oh, my gosh, look how cute your baby is. He made it with me.
You're like, hello, I'm here.
My boyfriend got asked out twice while we were on a date a couple weeks ago.
And your boyfriend has dad bod.
Yes.
And chicks were hitting on him?
He got not just hit it being hit on, but he got asked out twice while we were out on a date.
And you were there.
Yeah, the first time we were in a store together looking at stuff, and we were clearly together. We were talking about how we were going to bring it home and where we would put stuff, and like it was clearly that we were together. And then he got asked out, and then again while we were at dinner, the waitress asked him out.
What did they do? Just say, hey, here's my number, let's do something?
Pretty much. Or asking him questions about, like, if he's seeing anybody or if he wants to go do something when they get off work. And I'm sitting there like, oh, okay.
And does he say, as a matter of fact, this woman that's right next to me?
He said, maybe next time. And then when they walk away, he said, see, people like me.
Oh, my goodness. I would have slapped him for that.
This is a wake-up.
Maybe next time?
This is a wake-up call for women like you. You need to start appreciating your man. Because there's people out there that are appreciative. I stand corrected. I am speaking to my cousin's husband right now when he told me, and I quote, if you're single, no woman wants you, but you have a ring and a dad bod, you can't get them off you. If I walk in with my little girl into Walmart before 10 p.m., my wife doesn't even like me to go there.
Crazy women just want what they can't have.
Yes, great. One more. Hi.
I think the dad bod is sexy.
You do. Now, do you have a man that has a dad bod, or are you just attracted to other dad bods?
Well, my husband had, I had a husband, and he's dad bod. He's sexy.
But yeah, I just see another, just see it, and I think it's sexy.
Now, what exactly about it? Because I'm kind of stumped by this.
Because she's married to a man with dad bod, and she's quite frankly repulsed by it.
So I was just looking to see what exactly is doing it for you.
Come to think of it, she's repulsed by it, too.
She doesn't have an answer.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
I learned more on this show than in any other facet of my life.
And on second thought, I think my side wins after all. She just took you down right there. Doing this will burn 161 calories. What is it?
Doing this burns 161 calories. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, Charlie.
Yo.
Is it burp?
Burping. No.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage that. It's a new healthy regime.
Yeah. Maybe if that twice, it'll burn 160. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
I thought about saying that it was, but I think that's too obvious, so I'm going to say walking a mile.
Walking a mile. Oh. That is not it.
Hi, I'm calling for the smart person in the QC.
Doing this will burn 161 calories. What?
Isn't it drinking a glass of cold water?
That's a good try, though.
Yeah, because something about having to heat your body. Yeah. Good
your
guess.
Your body has to heat it up.
Right. Yeah. No, but that is not it.
Hey, I was calling to answer the question.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is it sleeping?
Sleeping. Nah, you gotta work a little harder than that. But not much. Not much harder at all.
Hi, do you guys have an answer yet?
No, doing this will burn 161 calories. What is it?
Is it take a hot bath?
That sounds mighty nice, though.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't even think that this is as much work as bathing.
Yeah.
I think this is lazier than bathing.
Well, I can't wait to find out. I'm going to do it 10 times a day.
Yeah, I was calling up the smallest person.
Yeah, doing this will burn 161 calories. What?
Staying awake all night.
Staying awake.
Yeah, we got an answer yet?
No, we don't. Doing this will burn 161 calories. What is it?
Taking a shower.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, but you know, in fact, this takes less work than showering, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, less work, yes. Mm-hmm. Smartest person in the QC?
Is it watching a scary movie?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. We can give it to
her? Yeah, why not?
We'll give it to her.
I would say this is a scary movie.
No. It was a scary movie, but specifically, you burn 161 calories if you watch the movie Jaws.
Aha.
Huh. Now, here are the other four in the top five of burning calories. If you watch Saw, you burn 133. Alien, 152. The Exorcist, 158. And The Shining at number one with 184.
But they're not taking into account the box of Milk Duds and the bucket of popcorn.
No, they're not. This is just if you eschewed that. Hmm. Who is this?
Kelly.
Kelly, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, this is Kelly, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Sponsored by Stuart Penix Terrace. You know Stuart Penix Terrace for their red velvet waffle at brunch, but have you tried their sea bass for dinner? Try a new twist on dinner at an old favorite with Terrace.
A woman recently engaged in a tug of war with a monkey. Some zoo in China. She was trying to take a selfie. How many times have we spoken out against this?
Yeah.
The animals are not interested in your selfie.
Don't want selfies. they're not as narcissistic as we are.
Anyway, woman tried to take a selfie when the monkey reached through the cage bars and grabbed the woman's phone. Woman won the tug of war, got her phone back. But who knows where that monkey's hands have been?
That's what I've always heard.
You know what they like to fling. And it isn't smiles and bananas.
And they're not listening to the CDC about washing their hands.
No.
Singing the birthday song while they wash their hands.
All monkeys must wash their hands before they play tug of war with the selfie taking public.
There's a sign clearly posted in the bathroom, but they don't read it.
A Massachusetts couple said their dog helped stop an intruder who had broken into their home. 91-year-old Patricia Mulkeen said she knew something was amiss when Pepper the dog woke her up by barking. Mulkeen says she grabbed a flashlight to look around, thinking, well, you know, Pepper may have seen a raccoon outside. As Mulkeen walked into the dining room, there she saw him. An intruder.
Uh-oh.
A man kind of intruder. Mulkeen's husband said the intruder was probably surprised to see his wife. Quote, my wife at 91 years old gets out of bed and she's stark naked.
That would be a surprise.
And here's this young guy in his 20s looking at a naked 91-year-old woman.
Did he stick around?
That'd be enough to make him faint. It's a shock. The intruder said, sorry, ma'am, to Mulkeen, and immediately left her house. Husband then called police. Officers arrested the intruder nearby.
She would be great. She could go to work for some alarm system. Just have her in your house in case somebody breaks in, and she just goes and stands in front of them.
Just like a, what do they call that thing? Not a mirage, a video image of her.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like a hologram?
Yes, that's the word. A hologram of a naked 91-year-old woman. Would you like to see your intruder in the fetal position in the yard next door? Get him a load of this.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.